8.5 Interactive Study Validating Authority. All right, you've heard me talk about how important it is to use the law library, right? But I'm going to give you an out here, because your library may not subscribe to Shepherd's anymore. The Shepherd's volumes are incredibly expensive to subscribe to, so a lot of libraries just put a computer out front with access to either Westlaw or Lexis, and then allow people to use that to shepherdize or to use Keysight. The point is, whatever system you use, whether it's library or whether it's Lexis or Westlaw, if you're going to use a case, if you're going to quote a case, you need to make sure it's still valid. So follow the steps in the textbook and here on this website, review the commonly asked questions here on this website, and do the exercises so that you'll become familiar with the techniques of validating authority. One other point about validating authority with Shepherd's or Keysight, if not the other party cites cases in a memorandum or brief or whatever, you should always validate those also, because sometimes the other side hasn't done it, and it's, I can tell you from experience, there's no better feeling than finding a case or a statute the other side is relying on, only to discover that it's not a valid case. You can really, the other side's argument can be severely diminished if they're relying on that kind of authority.